Hey friend, I am so excited you're here. I'm Allison and you're listening to the But What If You Did podcast. Think of me as your ultimate hype woman when it comes to navigating those messy transitional seasons in life. Every Monday, I'm sharing conversations with super stellar humans that are changing the world for the better and sharing how they broke free from societal expectations to live life on their terms. You can expect everything from real talk about anything we've been conditioned to not talk about to pep talks guaranteed to inspire you to climb the mountain ahead. Are you ready to elevate your life? Then let's get to it. Hey friends, I have got a juicy episode for you today. And so with that, we are going to dive right in. In today's episode, we are talking about emotional labor. And by the end of the episode, you are going to be able to identify what emotional labor is. You'll learn the ways in which emotional labor maybe shows up in your own life, learn how it influences your day-to-day, understand the consequences of emotional labor, and learn a couple of prompts to maybe help you process and manage the effort you put forth into emotional labor moving forward. Along the way, I'm going to share my own processing of the term, how it shows up in my life, and talk about how emotional labor can ultimately drive a need for something new, which may just land us in our next season of transition. So, before we get into all the fun stuff, full transparency, it's probably going to be a few weeks before I go back to doing interviews. I went from working a very consistent for the last 5 to 6 months schedule that was Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day, to working 6 days a week, 12-hour days with very little notice. And I'm not sure when my schedule is going to bounce back the other way. So in order for me to continue to put out the best content I possibly can through this platform and to make the kind of impact that I am so hoping to make in the world, I have to record when I have the emotional energy to do so. Often when I'm having these really amazing conversations, they bring up things from my past that require a pretty deep level of emotional processing for myself. And it's not always easy or really healthy, I guess, for me to open myself up to that when I'm just mentally and physically exhausted. So in order to protect my own mental capacity and space, I've had to set some really clear boundaries around when I can and cannot record. And that comes with the small little issue that not everybody else can record when I'm emotionally able to record. So with that note, all this to say, interviews will be back, but in the meantime, I'm really grateful to just have some space these next few weeks to kind of work through these emotional processing things that I'm working through in real time and to share what I'm learning along the way with you. So something that came up for me this week was this concept of emotional labor, and it was a term that I honestly was really unfamiliar with, but it was one of those kind of aha moments, you know, the kind where you realize something you've been like hardcore feeling has an actual name and almost instantly your mind just eases because now you have solid evidence that you're not crazy and those feelings are normal. Yeah, well, this was definitely one of those moments for me. So let's start by defining emotional labor. Emotional labor refers to regulating or managing emotional expressions with others as part of one's professional work role. So in my mind, let's talk real talk for a minute. That equates to emotional labor is when you fake emotions for the sake of not upsetting the status quo, and you maybe run yourself a little ragged by doing so. There was an example that I read in one of the many articles that I read this week while I was down this emotional labor rabbit hole. Perhaps you are on your way into work and you get a flat tire. That's something that many of us have experienced at one point in time, right? But you get to work and you work in maybe a customer-facing role. So the expectation is that you show up and you have a smile on your face every time a new customer comes up to say something to you. And every time you start a new conversation, the customer says, "Oh, hi, I'm so-and-so, I'm here to check in for blah, blah, blah. How are you doing today?" And you're like, "Oh, I'm great. Thanks for asking. How are you?" And you move on. So you have now allowed yourself to exude some pretty fake emotions, right? Because really, you're not fine. You're having a pretty crummy day. You're worried about how you're going to afford the new tire. You're worried about how you're going to get home from work later. You're worried about what that's going to mean for your kid's doctor's appointment later in the day. All of these things. But you show up and you say, "I'm fine. Thank you for asking." Because that's what society has conditioned us to believe that we have to say. So basically, it's the trying to mask your own dissatisfaction in order to protect someone else from having to experience hard emotions or feelings. There was an article that Penn State put out that talked about emotional labor as it specifically pertained to work, and how emotional labor in that instance is defined as managing your emotions during interactions in order to achieve professional goals and to conform to work role requirements. And I know reading that for me really struck a chord. I can't tell you how many times I've left work in the last year and told a coworker or my partner or my parents that I'm just emotionally exhausted. And what I'm seeing now in reading these articles and kind of doing this emotional processing work for myself is that the emotional exhaustion is being driven by the emotional labor that I'm doing at work all day and not getting credit for. So maybe you've heard someone say that they feel more exhausted from sitting at their desk all day than they do from a full day doing physical yard work. Emotional labor is exhausting. It's a different type of heavy lifting, but it leaves us just as physically exhausted as physical labor. Maybe you can relate to that, right? I think we've all had those moments where we've left work after we've sat at a desk all day, or we've done something all day sitting, and then you're like, well, why am I so tired? It's the emotional lifting that you've been doing behind the scenes all day that nobody's acknowledging or really giving you credit for. So I've spent all day reading articles on emotional labor, and something that was really, really interesting to me is how it is often tied back to being something that is primarily experienced by females, or more so by females. And while I do think you would be pretty hard-pressed to find a female that hasn't experienced this phenomenon, I think you would also be pretty hard-pressed to find a male that hasn't experienced this on some level as well. And this is a topic that has taken me some time to do my own emotional processing around, right? It's taken me days of reading these articles and trying to work through my thoughts and understanding what this means for me. And I don't expect that this quick 20-minute bite-sized episode is going to be the end for you. I simply am hoping that I'm introducing you to a term that is going to maybe open up a door for you, maybe open up a new way of thinking about something, give you a new perspective on something, and maybe help you feel a little more seen and heard in this heavy emotional lifting that we're all doing day to day and really just not acknowledging for ourselves or for those around us. So as I've worked through this for myself, I feel like for me, emotional labor feels really tied to what I refer to as playing the corporate game. If you work in a corporate setting, you can probably relate to this. You're trying to grow your career. There's always some political hierarchy to how you're supposed to do that. And chances are you're going to come up against wall after wall after wall of corporate politics. And if you're doing that and you're running yourself into this emotional wall over and over and over again, trying to move yourself ahead or trying to manage your emotions so that somebody doesn't think you're crazy or somebody doesn't think you're over the top or you're too much or whatever it is, and you're so heavily trying to moderate your true self and reactions over and over and over again, then you've probably experienced some level of deep-seated emotional labor at work. We are forced to show up as ourselves in a box rather than our authentic selves, because often society teaches us that when we show up as our truest self, that we are too much. And so we minimize ourselves so that we can fit the box and be just like everyone else instead of standing out as who we truly are. Let's talk about a little bit more of what this looks like real life scenario for me, right? So I'm somebody who prides myself on my attention to detail. If I'm assigned a task, I take it all the way, 100%, as far as I can go with it. Chances are I do the task, I wait a minute, I recheck the task, I try it again, I make sure it's done correctly for the third time, I probably even have somebody else check it, and then I tell the person that I'm done and ready for my work to be checked. And part of this is a little bit of I've been conditioned to do things that way. But anyways, so for me, emotional labor might look like an executive coming in and asking me if I would be willing to, you know, do this task, which they've already asked me to do 10 times again, or to maybe recheck something that I've already done for the 7th time. And I'm expected to just smile through it and be like, oh, absolutely, I would totally love to do that for you. So glad that I can step in and help you out like that. When really, I know that my work is done, I know that I've done it well, and I don't need to recheck it. But these moments, which maybe seem pretty insignificant to that executive because they simply forgot that they've asked me to do it for the 10th time, requires me to keep a smile on my face and to act like I'm so grateful for the opportunity to try and do this thing again for them. And at the end of the day, me acting more than happy to help is really just exhausting. And when I leave work after days filled with moments like this, I wonder how I can feel so exhausted to my core when I did nothing of true substance all day. And this is why the emotional labor took effort. So in that same article from Penn State that I referenced earlier, it discussed the consequences of emotional labor. And I want to read you a couple lines directly from the article. The article said, "Emotional labor, like physical labor, is effortful and fatiguing when done repeatedly all day long and can be costly in terms of performance errors and job burnout, especially when surface acting, because it results in feeling inauthentic. Research has shown that the anxiety and fatigue from surface acting spills over to harm our home life in the form of reduced helping at home, insomnia, and increased alcohol consumption." So let's dissect that a little bit. First of all, there are two words that really stood out to me, and those were effortful and fatiguing, because that is 100% what emotional labor is. It takes a lot of effort and it's exhausting. And the cost of that is performance errors and burnout. But the kicker for me was when it talked about how much of that anxiety and fatigue from that surface level acting that you're putting on all day carries over into your home life. And how it talked about how that shows up in the form of reduced helping at home. That is definitely something that I experience regularly. So anyways, when we fake our emotions, we feel disconnected from who we are. And when you're at the start of your self-discovery journey, I know that sometimes this idea of feeling disconnected from your most authentic self can almost feel hard to internalize. But as you grow and you learn more about how you operate, you'll start to notice when your energy feels out of alignment. For me, when I feel like I can't express my true feelings, I feel like I'm shoving myself in a box, waiting for someone else to let me out. Lately, feeling like that, it has just felt almost overwhelming. And sometimes I think the universe drops us these little hints to help us see what we're feeling and experiencing are normal parts of the human experience. And this week, I truly think it was a gift from the universe that I randomly came across these articles on emotional labor on more than one occurrence, because it got my attention and it felt like the universe was trying to teach me something by showing me this. I feel so drained when I feel like I'm not seeing any benefit or reward associated with the effort I'm putting into emotional labor. And that's been one of the biggest driving factors behind me putting a plan in motion to step away from my corporate job. There are so many days where the emotional labor outweighs everything else. And when I leave work and go home, that's all my body remembers. In the last year, we as a society have had some pretty open conversations around the term microaggressions. I was reading this other article on emotional labor, and it was explaining how just like microaggressions are often invisible to white people, emotional labor can feel invisible, and yet it's complex and it affects so many of us in so many different ways. But as a culture, we tend to devalue the invisible, and that really only makes the invisible more problematic. The way I see it is when we aren't talking about the invisible, it really gives us a pathway for this to become a more systemic problem. So, how do we deal with emotional labor? I was reading an article that had some really good prompts in it, and I want to share some of these prompts because I found them helpful to some extent in processing this for myself, and I'm hoping that maybe it'll give you a starting point when it comes to understanding what emotional labor looks like for you. So these prompts are, and I will of course put all of these in the show notes for you. I know many of you listen to this while driving, running, you know, not somewhere where you're taking notes, but those prompts are: what are the emotional labor requirements of your job? How do you deal with these requirements? How often do you experience emotional conflict at work? Has emotional conflict led to emotional exhaustion? How do you manage your stress and physical signs of emotional exhaustion? At the end of the day, friends, emotional labor is heavy lifting. And saying I'm fine and I'm fine being your like standard response to everything really isn't helping you move the needle forward in your life. Apologizing for having feelings isn't necessary. And one of my biggest pet peeves right now is apologizing for the sake of apologizing. And apologizing for feeling hard feelings just shouldn't be a thing. This is something I think we can all be a little bit better at. So just want to say a quick thank you for coming to hang today, friends. I hope you have found this in some way helpful. I'm really enjoying putting out these little bite-sized episodes for you, and I will absolutely link all of the articles I referenced in the show notes if you want to check them out. I will link the journal prompts below. And honestly, I would really love to continue the conversation with you on emotional labor one-on-one. My DMs on Instagram at butwhatifyoudidpod are always open, or you can email me at hello@alisonplank.com. All of that will also be in the show notes. I hope that if you have not had a chance already, that you will take a moment to subscribe so that you never miss a new episode from me. Give this a 5-star rating. It helps to get this podcast into the hands of more humans just like yourself that are struggling through these transitional seasons and also would benefit from this information. Leave a review if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts. That really helps to get the show recommended for new users. And if you are not an Apple Podcast listener, or even if you are, if you can share the episode with a friend, it would make my day. So until then, I'm Allison. You've been listening to But What If You Did? And I will see you right back here, same time, same place. Cheers.